Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Election, the lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Stay informed on the latest news, political and election coverage, and business and financial updates with Radio.com. On your phone, smart speakers, and more. Radio.com gives you live local news, keeping you updated on the latest guidelines and reopening plans in your community. Stay up to date on what's going on around the country and the latest financial news from national news leaders like CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg, and more. Listen to the most trusted local and national news on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the time to do it. Inventory's low. You can get top dollar. But that's only if you go with the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They are here to help. What they want to do is help you get top dollar for your house. Or if you're on the other side, whatever the case may be, they're going to take care of all of the hard stuff. It may seem overwhelming right now, but it's not when you go with the Live Love Memphis team. They're going to help you with the closings, the inspections, all of the in-betweens. Just email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
901-685-6000. You can call them up like I did, like Contar did, like Scott did, like Lewis did. Many of you have listened, you've called, you've got that home sold, you've done it quickly. That's what happens when you get with Live Love and Jennifer Carstensen and her team. As John has talked about, inventory is low right now. It's a good time to put your home on the market. You're going to get top dollar for it. No question about it. So give them a call, 685-6000. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen and anyone on that hardworking team. It's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John on Eternity FM, ESPN. Yesterday, the University of Memphis football coach Ryan Silverfield announced on Twitter that this season upcoming, they're going to have the BLM sticker on the back of their helmet. And it has, as you can imagine, sparked some intense debate on Twitter, on Facebook, and among, you know, Memphis football fans. What do you think of that? Are you in favor of it? Are you opposed to it? Is it the right move? Is it not? 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to the man, Jawa. Jawa, you're on.
What's up, guys? What's up, Jason and John?
Yo.
I want to, so when Ryan Sinfield, right?
That's his name?
Yes.
Okay, I won't pronounce it right. When he got hired, I was very nervous. His recruiting has been amazing. Now this, his leadership has been great. Let's praise him. Let's praise who we got leading our football team. The decal, we should be supporting Black Lives Matter at all times. So all the racists that's upset, just leave. Don't root for the Memphis Tigers. You know what I mean? Black lives should always matter. I don't know why these racists people are so upset, Jason John. Why are they so upset about a little decal? I want to ask y'all that.
Well, because people, what people are really good at is making something mean something that it doesn't.
Or making
right.
it about themselves.
Yes.
In
right.
this instance.
Yes.
And right, people saying black, this is their argument. Us saying Black Lives Matter means we're saying at the same time white lives don't. And so those folks that want to, you know, that's where it's sort of like I was talking about the kneeling the flag, and folks want to make it about the military when it wasn't the case at all. This has been said by others, but it's so true. All lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter.
Right.
We're trying to
right.
catch up on that part of it.
Exactly.
Obviously, white lives matter. Hispanic lives matter, too.
Asian lives matter.
But we're trying to catch black folks and people of color up.
Pacific Islanders' right. lives matter.
But it goes back to that same thing, Jawa, making this about yourself and your rights. But I'm right. willing to listen to all views.
Jawa, thanks for the call. One of the analogies that I've seen used, if you have trouble understanding what Black Lives Matter means. You have two houses, right? You have two houses, and they're right next to each other, right? And one of these houses is on fire, right? It's on fire. It's in flames. And you call the fire department. Put my house on fire. I need help. Well, what about my house? You know, my house has a leak. You know, my house has this, that, the other. Well, yeah. But your house isn't on fire.
Your house ain't on fire.
What do you mean, what about my house? Your house isn't on fire. You know? It's just very simple. Nobody's saying your house doesn't matter. But right now, what house is on fire?
That's the one we got to get to.
Yeah. It's the one that requires urgent need. All right? And urgent care. Let's go, though, to John. John, you're on.
Hey, guys. Good show. If you're trying to sell season tickets and, make the Liberty Bowl as full as possible, I don't think it really matters what your, stance is on the Black Lives Matter deal, but I think you're alienating a lot of people for no apparent reason.
But why does anybody feel alienated by the simple phrase Black Lives Matter?
Well, I don't think it really matters. That's what I'm saying. Regardless of your stance, regardless of why people think the way they do, you're going to alienate some people. And if you're trying to sell season tickets and, fill up the Liberty Bowl, it doesn't make any sense. I think they should just stay out of it. And, sports is supposed to be an escape.
But
sports
also just helped get the Confederate flag down in Mississippi. It also just helped with that. Like, Muhammad Ali, like, we can't just sit here and say, like, and I know books have been written about it, and we had a previous guest that was all about this. Hey, just stick to the sports. That's safer. That's how you're going to make your money. But what about Ryan Silverfield and those African-American student-athletes that he coaches, right? In doing this, he's got their back, and it's not so much about the dollar and trying to sell a ticket.
Well, and totally, and that's fine. And if that's what they want to do, then that's what they're going to do. But I'm just saying, if you're trying to sell,
it's fair.
You know, that's my only point. Regardless of how you feel about the Black Lives Matter, you're going to alienate some people, and I don't think that's a good decision.
John, appreciate the call.
We talked about it from a dollars and cents standpoint, why this would not be popular with a lot of folks, and how any idea that they're going to commercialize this, make a ton of money on it. Oh no, I think the majority view on this in terms of people that don't like it are going to be people that find the Black Lives Matter movement either Marxist, either it doesn't include white folks, that kind of thing, doesn't include all of us. That was going to be the bigger dissenters in terms of this, and you stand to lose a dollar off this.
This is not,
or more than a dollar. Let's be real.
You know, this is not.
And that's why I applaud it even more. You're not just settling for the buck here.
Well, no. Well, first of all, you have to worry about black athletes that you have to recruit and be around and try to help mold.
They're how you have the damn football team. I mean, in terms of a successful one.
Because there ain't no fans, there ain't no team. You know what I mean? And so you have to make sure that you are doing what you can.
It's on their backs that you have this success.
As the leader of that team, that you listen to them, right? If they come to you, which they did, and they said, we believe this is the right thing to do.
Right. It's not just, some marketing decision that you didn't talk to your players
with
on,
all
that
due
kind
respect,
of thing.
And when it comes to human rights,
but
I don't give a damn about what the fans think. It ain't about the fans. It's about the players. It's about human rights. This is not the University of Memphis putting on the back of their helmet, no assault rifles, no hunting rifles. This is Black Lives Matter is not a political statement. It's not a political statement. Now, you can make it one if you want to get into, there's been this that's happened on there. There's been that that's happened. But again, I'm going to come back at you with, did the police in those instances escalate the violence? Did they escalate the situation? So we can argue about this till we're blue in the face, but what we have to recognize and understand and reprogram our brains into thinking, Black Lives Matter is not a political statement or a stance. It is simply a human rights situation. All we are saying is that black people matter. That's it.
Very minimal.
That's it.
Very minimal statement.
So how on earth, that's part of this. It's become politically charged, but I challenge you to ask, why has it become politically charged? Because when you tell me that Pacific Islanders' lives matter, it's a Marxist organization. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's just a total straw man argument that people use to really distract from the real conversation they don't want to, for whatever reason, have. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
Good. How you guys doing?
Yo.
John, you said a mouthful. First of all, the guy John, he said he was just trying to make the point. He wasn't making any point. And Jason, you made this comment about a Marxist,
that's what they try to, people that are against.
But isn't it just as Marxist by not including everybody in what we call this experiment, America, what America is all about? I challenge, like I said, if it doesn't alienate the football fandom if we had a sorry team, or would that make them mad? Because you want the best of the best. And I challenge the University of Memphis. Sell the BLM on a T-shirt with that logo. People will buy it. A lot of people will buy it.
They'll sell some.
I think it can be used that. But, Jason, a few weeks ago, you went when George Floyd had got killed. Mm-hmm. You said white people just listen.
Yeah, crying doing it too.
Right, and so why don't white people just pay attention? I commend the white people that has been very involved, because the white BLM members, they know how to get their cameras out and start filming and make a fool out of people like Lloyd Crawford, or and show that how the ignorance is when Lloyd Crawford's company sent out a statement that a 5-year-old could do better than to understand what something means. It's not devaluing white people.
Another side,
but how long have black people, how long was it, when I'm 50, I'll be 54 this year, when my dad used to tell me that I had to be twice as better than that white boy
in
order for me to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. Or, son, this is how you do this when the police pull you over. So it's firing to white people, but if you want to keep your head under the sand like an ostrich,
Tony, thanks for the call. I think we lost him there before he finished his thought. But well said. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Great. I agree with almost everything everybody said. I mean, everybody's got a different point. Everybody's got a take on it. My problem, I don't have a problem with the BLM sticker. My problem is what the media is turning BLM into, and that's where you're going to have your controversy. People don't see it as what you're just – it's just a – it's not a stance, not a political statement. They have turned it into that. The media has turned it into almost a political wing, and anytime you've got a political wing, you're going to have half the people that don't like it. And, And also, I mean, we're going to put BLM stickers on our football helmets when we play. I don't even think they're going to play college football this year. Does anybody really think they're going to line up 11-on-11 and play football at a stadium, especially with fans in it that can actually see the symbol? I mean, it's I just don't think it's happening. Now, after what I said, I'm going to sit back and listen to y'all say what y'all are going to say about me. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Mark, we're not going to talk bad about you or anything like that. It's not what we're cut out to do here. It's not what we preach and try to promote, which is being able to have differing viewpoints, but also being able to have a conversation.
Right.
Can't be one-sided where it's we're just firing off bullet points and not really listening to the other side. But the key to that is at least on this one, right? Because we account for I'm not going to call you stupid or dumb or hate you, whatever. I realize you can have another, but I can disagree vehemently
right.
with you with on that stance in terms of I just don't see how, and I realize it's your dollar, it's your wallet, but how are you really standing with these kids and supporting them, right, if you're telling them they can't have that sticker, which they, like John talked to Silverfield, they wanted this, right? And if you're really with them, then you're standing with them on this because right now, let's face it, it's about Black Lives Matter. Like I said, black folks never had the upper hand. That's the thing, you're trying to catch them up. Right. When it comes to rights, when it, you know, everything else. And of course, all lives matter. But black folks haven't had the upper hand for all these years.
Yep.
We're trying to get that caught up. And so that's why you isolate that statement and say, let's catch that up. Human rights. Let's catch black folks up. Right. All people of color. Let's catch them up. It'd be different if black folks had the upper hand all these years mm-hmm. and you're still giving them. Right. You're still giving them the spoon. You're still giving them the sticker. And you're saying nothing else matters. You're trying to catch up a group of people, man, people of color all over, man, that have been behind for years and years and years, systemically, mm-hmm. right? The way the system is set up. So that's my point of that. But not going to sit here and call you names after you get off the phone and that. How weak would that be?
Yeah, no,
gonna respect
that
you're from the other side, but gonna disagree.
Yeah.
In a civil way.
And by the way, it's not about this is not a display for the fans. This is about those players. You know, this is not for fans to see. It's a sticker that you can't even make out from the crowd. It's about these players feeling like they're being listened to. That's what this is about.
It's about truly leading them.
Or yes.
If you're truly listening and leading them, this matters to them.
Yes.
And you're showing that and putting
the
sticker on the helmet.
I expect Memphis to have that on their jerseys as well, you know.
I can see a lot of the ways we go. That's the way we, you know, money first. Got to sell season tickets first. What about right first? What about, you know, that part of it?
Exactly.
And human rights. That we all say that should come first.
Exactly.
But I get it for the folks that are saying, look, their business is to sell a ticket, and this goes again. I get what you're saying, but what I tell you is what's right ain't always popular. And in this case,
right.
The right thing here, that's why I'm saying the whole,
yeah.
You know, this wasn't a decision that they took lightly.
I agree.
They had to know it was going to be faced with this.
Let's go to
– I give them more credit for it.
Bobby, you're on.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good, what's up, man. What's up?
Well, you really said pretty much everything I have on my mind. First of all, not that it really matters, but I'm an old white boy born and raised in Memphis. So, you know, this is coming from my perspective. It's not about the money. It's not about anything else but the team. The team wanted this. It was important to the team. So be it. If you support the Tiger team, you're going to support the Tiger team. You're going to support the players' wishes, and it's important to the players.
Amen.
But it should be important to the fans. If you have a problem with a sticker on the back of a helmet, a Black Lives Matter sticker on the back of a helmet, whether you're really a racist or not, in today's climate, if you've got a problem with that sticker, you're going to come across as a racist. That's just the way it is,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I support – you support the team. You support what's important to the team. And like you said, John, the players will see it. The coaches will see it. On the field, you'll see it from TV. You ain't even going to see that sticker. So go Tigers.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby. Thanks for the call,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate the call, bro.
535-3776-535 ESPN. Let's go to Raymond. Raymond, you're on. Raymond, we got you.
Simple, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here.
We got you.
I'm gonna make this real simple, man. Like the last caller said, you're basically saying what you are and what you stand for. If it's all about a sticker, you know what I'm saying? That sticker is just something on the helmet. You can't see it, like you said, from the stands, and it's ridiculous to make all this hubbub about this and that. If you're supporting these players, you're going to alienate somebody. So let's look at it from the culture standpoint and from the player standpoint. If I got to alienate my fans versus the players, then I'm going to alienate the fans. I can't recruit if these players don't come. We all know what Memphis football looked like for many years. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to go back to if you don't support these players.
Absolutely.
So who are you really supporting? And, Jason, I know you can follow me on this. You know, for many years, black men didn't want to they would get upset with women when they went to church and put their, you know, all this money in the collection plate. Mm-hmm. Well, you're giving my money to that pastor. It ain't about the pastor. It's about who you're giving that money to. You know you're paying your tithes offering to the Lord.
Right.
It ain't about giving it to the pastor. If the pastor do something different with it, that's on him. He got to deal with that. If you're really supporting these players and this university, it ain't about that sticker. And my thing is, like Herm Edwards said, you are showing who you really are if you're going against it. Yep. That's all I got, man.
Hey, Ryan Raymond,
appreciate that call, brother.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We'll take a few more on this. Let's go to Toby. Toby, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Toby.
Hey, check it out. I'd like to say, first of all, kudos to the University of Memphis and Coach Silverfield for putting what's right over money. I'd like to give you props, John, because I feel like, you know, you're doing a brave thing, man, publicly on your job, taking the stand that you're taking, because it's not the easiest one, and we've seen several people in your position go the other way, i.e. Clay Travis. But with that being said, I don't want to – if I could say something and speak to, you know, some of the white people who may not understand, because I don't want to paint everybody who doesn't understand as racist. I think that's unfair as well. But I think there are sincerely some people who don't understand that may be interested in a better understanding. And what I would like to say to those people is that Black Lives Matter, see, the media has done a horrible job of painting Black Lives Matter into an organization with members. One thing about it, if you have an enemy, you'll naturally fight your enemy. So if they're able to turn Black Lives Matter into an organization, then they can be your enemy. And instead of Black Lives Matter should just be something that people with common human decency understand. Mm-hmm. It should not be an organization. That's just like with the protesters, with this Antifa stuff. You know, you can call them Antifa, but that gives you an enemy instead of calling them the people that don't want to be shot down in the middle of the street like dogs.
Exactly.
See, then if you call them what they are, then you disarm the other side. You can't have an enemy now. Your common human decency has to say, well, there's nobody to fight against. These people should not want, they're out here protesting because they don't want to get shot down in the street like dogs. So I just think the media portrayal of giving names and pretending these people are organizations when it's just a phenomenon that should be respected as people. Yes, all lives matter, but like they said, we're trying to catch black people up because historically, everybody knows we've been behind in America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so we just have to call it what it is, and let's stop allowing the media portrayal of these things to give us an enemy to fight against, and understand, like y'all said, it's basic human rights. It's basic human rights, and there are some people that don't understand that because they watch other media outlets and I don't want to call it brainwashing, but I just want to say that their thought process has been led in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. And we can do a better job of helping their lives.
Toby, thanks for the call,
well
man.
Well said,
thanks
brother.
For the thoughts.
Appreciate you.
535-3776-535-ESPN. By the way, I don't think what I'm saying, anything I've said, is brave. Like, I want to make that very clear. I just think it's the way it should be. It's what's right. And I don't feel like I'm doing anything that is brave or, you know, I appreciate what he said, but this is just what's right, and that's the bottom line, and I think that's what we should all stand for. A few more on this. We're going to go to Adam Ransom and then Chris. Adam, you're on.
Hey, John. Yeah, everything, exactly what you just said is the bottom line in all this, and the point is that it is what's right. And I mean, and I am so proud, and we can't remiss the juxtaposition. I love Coach Norvell, but, you know, Coach Silverfield has handled this almost exactly right in the most perfect way because he knows his players and he cares about his players. And I can't be more proud Yeah. And it should give every Memphis fan, pride and strength in the decision to make Silverfield our coach. But let's go back earlier. Somebody kept talking about, the alienating fans and everything. You know who was also alienating fans? 60, 70 years ago, the Brooklyn Dodgers, when they signed Jackie Robinson, mm-hmm. they had to make money too. Okay, all the fight promoters for Muhammad Ali, they had to make money too. I mean, in sports, all this stuff, sports politics and this and that, sports is politics. It's part of our national life. It has always been. And we cannot justify cheering for these players on the field and cheering when D'Angelo breaks NCAA records or when Anthony Miller gets drafted and Absolutely. Catches his first touchdown in the NFL. And then sit there and say, but your life is less than ours.
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
You are not, I'm sorry, bottom line, you are not a real Memphis Tiger fan. You're not a decent enough human being
yep.
if you won't take the time to research. Don't listen to this media everybody's talking about. The
yep.
media is not to blame.
Yep.
It's your fault for not understanding that Black Lives Matter means that they matter too.
Yep.
They are the ones that have faced this the whole time they've been here.
Yep.
And if you are a true Memphis fan, you should be proud, and you should slap on a BLM with a Memphis
Absolutely.
Leaping Tiger logo T-shirt to the Liberty Bowl this year.
Hey, Adam, well said, man, appreciate the call, man.
Appreciate
Thanks.
The call, Adam.
And by the way, I think the onus is on you as a consumer of the media to be smart enough to decide which media is worth reading and which media
is
worth sort of, you have to sort of discern yourself, but that responsibility falls on you in the end, too.
Yeah, go learn for yourself.
A couple more. Let's go to Ransom. Ransom, you're on.
Yes, thank you all. And our problem is that we don't respect each other as human beings, regardless of race. And then when you go a step further, race creeps into it. Everybody bleeds red. Everybody lives on this little rock. We don't have anywhere to go. We need each other.
I
and
promise you, we need white folks.
Understand yeah. that.
And racism.
We wouldn't have a problem.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're exactly right.
And then
right.
The millennials, I want to take my hat off to our millennials. See, our millennials, they eat together, they marry each other, they socialize together. See, they have an investment in our future. And the same people that's talking, you don't never know what race your child might marry into.
Yep. Hey,
see, the little thing that we don't see affects us, maybe not now, but in our future. And it's been happening for 400 years.
Hey, thanks to you for the call so
Appreciate
much.
Appreciate you, brother.
Last word on this, we go to Chris. Chris, you're on.
Hey, guys. Great show. Hey, real quick, I actually agree with what the previous caller said. I'm for the putting it on the helmet. I think, too, one of the things we can look at for both a black and white perspective is, okay, this movement can impact these guys, these football players, so these both black and white. When they grow up, they get out of college, they become responsible young men, good fathers, good husbands, or if they're not married, business people in the community, hopefully here in Memphis. So I think we can look at it from a different perspective and say, hey, look, this is a good movement, and it can impact both, the white-black young men on our football team and in our community. And then we can move forward. And like I said with that previous call, I think with the millennials, you're seeing – I mean, I see guys, both – black and white out together, and I think we're going in the right direction. So I think that's positive. I think we got to look at positive direction. We do have some bad cops out there, but I think it's in the bigger picture. I think, hey, we're going to get there as a community, as a country, and I think we can move in the right direction.
Absolutely. Chris, thanks for
the call, brother.
Thank you to everybody that called in and shared their viewpoint.
To everyone.
We welcome all views on this show. We don't just want to hear everybody agree with us. That wouldn't be very productive. And so we appreciate everybody that called in. We don't frown upon, any other kind of opposing viewpoints. We welcome them. That's kind of what we've always done on this show.
But it's got to be a conversation.
It does have to be. Right. It can't just be sort of, right. your rhetoric versus, ours. I mean, it needs to be a real conversation. Jason and I, believe it or not, don't agree on everything. I think this is among the easiest topics, though.
Man, it feels like it should be, but I get,
like, yeah. This isn't like, oh, what do you think about
some of those callers really nailed it. And you
oh,
have too. And
oh, well, I think you have.
I hope so. Because
here's the truth. Like, I don't know if y'all know this, but there aren't any white defensive backs out there playing at the Division I level. It'd be a real problem.
What about Seahorn's son? Is he not somewhere?
I mean, but
can
that's one. That's just one. You know, I mean, there. So if we got to a point where black players didn't feel comfortable playing at Memphis, we're going to have some real competitive issues, okay? Just the facts, ma'am. I mean, you want to see an all-white defensive backfield? I sure don't. It's going to be like Joe Burrow every week in the American. I mean, it's going to be ugly.
If you truly support them, what matters to them matters to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't just separate yourself, right? Right. You don't just do it when it's touchdowns and throwing big, you know, big bomb passes and all that stuff. If you truly support that program, which is made up of so many young men of color, and look, it goes across the board. You know, I'm not just talking about men's sports here, but then you care too about what matters to them.
And yeah.
Clearly, this does. So
yeah.
Appreciate all of those callers. No question.
No
about
question.
It. And our us having this conversation, I think they're important.
Yep, I agree, man. I'm glad we can do that. All right, we'll come back. Aki Khan's going to join us. We'll talk to him about this, what he thinks about this, and more. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit ConstitutionCenter.org.
Enjoy a fun farm-to-table experience with today's Perks deal. Half off $50 to Belly Acres Restaurant. Belly Acres offers award-winning signature 100% grass-fed burgers with farm fresh produce, meats, grains, and more. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Hey, Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone is one of the big reasons I've been able to keep my 2006 Mazda on the road so long. With more than 5,700 locations, they've helped me with everything from battery changes to replacing my brake pads. And with their same-day pickup, you can order online and get what you need in store or curbside. Have a job that can wait? AutoZone offers free next day delivery on orders over $35 if you order by 10 p.m. So you can get what you need when you need it. Visit AutoZone.com today to get started. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Think about this little bicycle bell. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business. One of thousands on eBay. Powered by people. Millions of people. All over the country, all working to get you exactly what you want, so your little one can safely ride her bike all summer long. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale. Save up to $500 when you get a king mattress for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699. And get 50% off select mattresses from our top-rated brands, like Beautyrest, Serta, and Sleepy's. Shop in-store, online at mattressfirm.com, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Hurry in, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Some hot buys only available online. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Been so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I'm feeling
all right. I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, brother?
Right.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah. Sure getting down. Look at him! Ha. We're gonna have a bunk good time. We're gonna have a bunk good time.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
All right. You want to do it again? You want to do it again? Huh?
Aki Collins is a former University of Memphis assistant NBA scout. He joins us every single week. He joins us now. Ak, what's going on, man? How's it looking there in the Peach State?
Everything's good. Actually, getting ready to start. It just started raining, so yeah, just hanging in there.
Well, stay dry down there, man. A lot to get to today on the show, but want to start with. With the announcement that the University of Memphis football coach Ryan Silverfield made last night on Twitter, which was that each helmet this upcoming season is going to feature a Black Lives Matter decal, which, you know, as you might imagine, has spurred great debate amongst some season ticket holders. What do you think of that decision?
I think it's a great decision. I don't know why anybody would have anything negative to say about it. Like, if you're paying attention to what's going on throughout our country and throughout the world, that's a big statement by Ryan and his staff to do that.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, Aki, and I wasn't prepared for to the degree that it's been, but they've gotten some hit back on the well. You know, I buy season tickets, and this doesn't. You know, it's from that All Lives Matter approach, Aki, right? That somehow Black Lives Matter and saying that phrase or whatever else sort of steps on that, or these people that want to call it a Marxist movement and group the Black Lives Matter thing, they face quite a bit of backlash. John and I were giving them, you know, even more credit because of that, because in this instance, I'm with you. It shouldn't even be an issue, but I'm sure they knew this was going to come. They're going to lose a couple of season ticket holders, and it just shows that it's not lip service, Aki, that they're listening to their players. This is something the players wanted to do, and it's not lip service or trying to make a dollar. You know what I mean? It's actually listening.
Well, and I asked for this, so I'm not going to take credit for this, but somebody posted the other day, talk about Black Matter without Black Lives Mattering.
Yep.
I think we
might have lost him.
Yeah, I think we.
I think we lost you.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to hit him back.
No, to that point though, and that I'd echoed that too. We've seen it everywhere. Like you can't have all of the mattering without catching up Black lives and lives of color. And like we said, just saying one does, and in this sense, it's a very minimal statement saying they matter. We're not saying they matter more or they hold them up. It's just it's a matter of existing. They matter, but obviously, you know, it's understood too. But like we said, it's, you know, Black folks are the ones that we need to get caught up here, and that's why it's so. But I give Memphis and Aki, sounds like he does too, all the credit in the world, because I have to imagine they probably figured this was coming and yet decide, you know what, we're still going to move forward with it because it's more important to us to have those players.
You know? We got your back, Aki. You were saying, you know, go ahead with sort of finish your thought.
Yeah, I just say it like, you know, if you're going to support these athletes on the field or on the court, why can't you support them in society? This is something that's important to them, important to the community. You can't say all lives matter if you're not saying Black Lives Matter as well. So you're defining who you are by creating backlash for Ryan and his staff saying, hey, we're going to put these decals on our helmets. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a racist thing. It's not a I think the Black Lives Matter movement has been hijacked a little bit, mm-hmm. but at its core, it speaks to what's going on throughout our community.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Aki Collins, former University of Memphis assistant NBA scout on the show. Would you expect to see, you know, for like Penny, for example, is a guy who's been very vocal about these issues. I mean, would you expect to see you know, a BLM patch, you know, for Memphis basketball as well?
Oh, I see that. I've heard a conversation about some leagues doing it. I know the NBA is going to put it on the court down in Orlando, but I wouldn't be surprised if more people do that, because they're just trying to bring awareness to the fact that we're living in a society right now that, for whatever reason, there's a strong portion of the society that really doesn't value human life outside of their own race. And so we're bringing awareness to that so that we could be the country that we're supposed to be, which is the United States of America.
Ja Morant pointed out this offseason, Aki, and that he's put on 12 pounds. Now, some of that obviously is going to be his man weight, but he's been in the weight room too. I heard from Giannotto with his father. They've turned their garage into a workout room and all that. He's put on 12. When a guy puts on weight, right, and as young as he is, he's still a young guy, 20 years old. Do you get concerned at all about their game changing? I know, again, with a guy that young, you're automatically going to put on weight. But do you worry about a guy losing any amount of quickness or anything? I got to admit, Aki, I saw Ja a couple of weeks ago in a church, and it looked like it was sitting on him pretty well, those 12. Was this just inevitable? Is it a good thing for him and for his career? As a coach, would you be concerned at all?
No, I think it's a good thing for him, and I think that's something that he would have addressed this summer anyway. So the fact that he got a head start on it, it's a good thing. And Listen, if it brings him a little bit more closer to earth, to the rest of us mere mortals, that's a good thing. The kid's a super athlete, and he has a bright future.
Yeah. Curious, you know, obviously college basketball recruiting is happening somehow, some way. But, you know, we were talking about this kid that committed yesterday, and Cam Jones, who's here in Memphis, kind of came out of nowhere, committed to Marquette. And I had some people text me about this particular kid and say, you know, maybe he should have held off a little bit. You know, he was on the verge of blowing up. But then we had Norton Hurd IV on the show, who made the point that, you know, in a typical year, maybe – but, you know, these kids aren't being evaluated. So I just wonder how many more Cam Joneses there are out there who, you know, maybe didn't have the greatest showing last summer, last spring, but, you know, who've made big strides developmentally and just won't be seen. You know, how is the sort of pandemic gonna impact the recruiting class of 2021, and especially the ones who, you know, aren't exactly in the top 50 or the top 75 right now?
This is, first and foremost, the whole blow-up thing. And I know I'm on Memphis Radio, but I got to support the home team. You know, we helped build that thing at Marquette. So that's not a shabby program. I know they haven't made to the tournament in a few years. We had it rolling. But that's a really good program.
No, it's just really cold up there. You know,
it's a super cold. Yeah. Hey, listen, you ain't never lied. I can tell you some stories about that. But in terms of the recruiting process, my son is actually getting ready to go through the same thing because he's the class of 2021. You know, those kids aren't getting seen. And so a lot of these kids are committing earlier to secure themselves a place. Think about the transfer portal. There was like 800, 900, maybe 1,000 kids in the transfer portal. Last year, kids got left out once the smoke cleared and didn't have schools. So these kids are trying to secure their future, make secure their education and their ability to play basketball. But also, you know, now they're getting ready to implement this new transfer rule potentially next spring, where the one-time transfer, the kids can go and not have to sit out. So for high school kids, this is like the perfect storm, unfortunately, in a negative light for them. Like, they're getting hit with not being able to be recruited or evaluated. And then, you know, a lot of these coaches want to take one-time transfers because once you take them, now they're locked in and you can continue to coach them the way you used to coach them and not have to worry about little Johnny being upset and transferring because he only played 20 minutes a game as a freshman instead of playing 22. So the class of 2021 is getting hit like no other class in my memory. And so for a guy like Cam to pop early, that was the smartest thing he could do.
No, it was. It was. It makes sense now. Yeah, it makes total sense. We're talking to Aki Collins, former University of Memphis assistant, NBA scout. Aki, I want to ask you, today, we haven't talked at all about it yet, but UConn officially is out of the American Athletic Conference. They're back home in the Big East. They did bring a championship, as we talked about last time you were on. So I'm not gonna overwhelm you once again with the fact that you guys, you know, lit that dynamite. But when you look at the league now that Memphis is in, it's really not good. Like, it's not a good league. Greg Marshall at Wichita State has not been the same since they came to the AAC. Kelvin is great and he's consistent. But Memphis has not made a tournament since 2013-14. What else is in the league?
Okay, well, those three schools right there have to do their job.
Right.
Memphis included, okay? Tulsa historically has been a good job. Now, they made a little run late in the year. Maybe Frank can get that thing consistently going in the right direction. But the potential for Tulsa to be good is always there. So that's four schools right there. Now, you know, you mix in UCF. Hey, listen, even East Carolina could pop up. You know, they're
Man,
those guys are young.
Stop.
I know they would
East
get
Carolina.
Y'all back in the day.
Hey, listen,
East Carolina.
I don't like East Carolina. Scary.
Here's what I'm saying to you. Here's what I'm saying to you. Okay? Joe Dooley was at Kansas.
Yes, he was.
Joe Dooley went to Florida Gulf Coast, and that was a scary team down there.
They were.
All right?
Yep.
They had two guys from his teams at Florida Gulf Coast that are in the NBA right now.
Yes. But that was Florida Gulf Coast.
John, hold on 1 second.
They're better.
Okay? If he gets that thing rolling and recruits that way to East Carolina, that's going to be a formidable opponent.
I did not realize that we were doing this segment with Mike Oresco today.
Hey,
this man said, this
East
man
Carolina
said,
coming.
This man said, East Carolina. Oh, my goodness. Before
hey,
Tulane.
Before,
I mean, Ron hey, Hunter is a sleeping giant down there.
Okay. But now, when has Tulane been good?
Really? Not since Perry Clark, probably.
Exactly.
Not since Perry Clark.
Yeah.
Hey, the thing with Tulane, it's like Ron Hunter is a phenomenal coach. Don't get me wrong. The issue with Tulane is, academically, it's
admissions.
A hard school
right.
to get guys into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Perry Clark was able to do it. But Perry Clark did it. He had some homegrown talent that was way above their league. You know, and that's when Conference USA was really, really good.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, this is Conference USA.
Yeah.
They're in Conference USA now, Memphis is. This is Conference USA all over again.
Okay. What was wrong with Conference USA? Louisville was in there. Marquette was in there.
Man, back in we ain't talking about that.
He's talking
CUSA.
About the end.
I'm talking about the CUSA you were in.
But to that point, Memphis went undefeated through that thing.
Yes.
You're not doing that yet here. You're not doing – yes, y'all did that. So it's not – y'all did it, Aki. And I don't think you could do that here
So here's what you have.
So it's still a little better.
Okay, so here's what I'll give you. Houston, Cincinnati, we're not – Tulsa is never really a
–
Tulsa wins 20 games, but they're not really a threat to make much noise in the NCAA tournament.
Typically true.
Wichita State, Memphis. Temple has to be better.
Temple? I didn't think about Temple.
But they were – you know, who knows where they're headed with Aaron
with
McKee. We don't
Dunphy
know.
Dunphy was good. But
yeah, they were 6-12 last year.
And here's the thing with Temple. Temple, similar to Memphis, they have a base right there of
Philly.
Really, really good players. Mm-hmm. And they have tradition. So if they get one or two guys to stay home and not go to Villanova, next thing you know, they're in the conversation.
Right.
So there's potential in the league. I think that the UConn, the expectation of UConn coming into the league was higher than the reality of UConn.
Yeah.
But they did win a championship, though.
And yeah.
I mean, they did win a championship. I don't think anybody else from this league is going to win a championship anytime soon.
But it went off the hill, though, to the point after that.
It definitely did.
That we were all saying, well, Hope Hurley can get that thing back to where it's supposed to be.
The good news, Aki tells us that
East Carolina
is about to start getting recruits from Duke and Carolina.
How far back you and Joe Dooley go?
Joe's my guy.
Y'all were saying you separated at birth.
No. Jersey guy. You know, New York and New Jersey, somehow every once in a while we link up. But – what I'm saying to you is this. The league, perceptionally right now, may not be where you think it should be, but the potential is there because you have good coaches.
Yes.
And then you have some traditional powers that have not lived up to expectation, but who could easily get flip there. The switch.
No, it's true. If you're firing on all cylinders, it could be a four-bid league.
Easily.
But most years it's going to be a two-bid league, or maybe a three.
Hey, listen. But that's better than what it was when we were in Conference USA when it was a one-bid.
No, you're right. No, that's a good point. No, you're exactly right. That's four times as much as you would probably, or two times as much as you would have in the American. Yes.
I'm going to tell you this, and this is from living through it. Yes, we went undefeated in that league.
Yep.
We felt that if we would have lost that championship game to Southern Miss,
mm-hmm.
We're gonna make tournament.
We wouldn't have made the tournament.
No, it's true, and you probably would have gotten in, but I feel what you're saying.
I don't know about
you're
that.
Not feeling comfortable. You're watching.
It was a six.
Yeah, no, you're watching Selection Sunday. Like, are we in? Absolutely. No,
dude,
I think you're right.
We got a six seed and hadn't lost in like 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's still better.
Hey, man. Listen, I tell you what. I do appreciate your sort of second wind as Joe Dooley's agent. They did go 11-20 last year. So there's only room to go up. I mean, is what I'm telling you here. And I think as soon as he can start beating out Mike Krzyzewski and Roy Williams for some kids there in the triangle, then they'll definitely they'll be on their way up. Aki, man, you're the best. Have a safe weekend.
Love you, man. Thank you for this, coach.
And enjoy the fourth.
You guys do the same, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Yes, sounds good. He is Aki Collins, joins us every week here on the show. No, I mean, I think I probably did overreact a little bit. It sucks to lose UConn because even though they have not exactly been who we thought they were going to be, they did win a championship, and they're still a brand. Like they're still somebody that you're going to come to the Forum to watch play. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you lose that. I mean, you just do. But yes, Houston can be a tournament team perennially. Cincinnati can. Wichita State should be, frankly. But they're in a world of hurt right now.
It's interesting to see what's happened with them.
Yeah,
whether or not Greg can sort of corral it and get it back to where we all thought it would be when they got here.
You know, Memphis is just, Memphis is where they are. I mean, they just, maybe they can make a tournament next year, provided there's a season. But, it's been a really tough road for them in the AAC.
I think the South Floridas and the UCFs need to be consistent as well. I'm not saying perennial winners are at the top of the league, but you got a good enough coach at UCF and Dawkins. Down at South Florida, you talk about a place you should be able to recruit to. And they'd started to do that, getting guys like Yetna in there.
Yep.
But those schools, clearly, I mean, look what you're recruiting to. Like, you should be able to be decent and not bottom of the barrel stuff there. And that, too, will help you in terms of, the entire brand of your conference.
Absolutely.
Fixing that bottom. UCF sort of come out of that, but you need South Florida. You need them to be. You need them to be decent every year, decent
Absolutely.
To good every year.
All right, we'll come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go, and they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody.
Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, For The People.
Free background information available upon request.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start and how your team stacks up. Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio. And you'll love Radio.com sports originals like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses, and You Better You Bet with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts on Radio.com. Or the radio.com app.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed with Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Beat the summer heat. Right now we're offering 0% interest on any new Train system. In the market for a new system and aren't sure if you're getting the best deal? Let Best Care be your second opinion. We'll beat your quote by 10% guaranteed. Call Best Care today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
My dogs were going crazy last night, so I know that means that some of y'all have already gotten over to Boom City Fireworks. But if you haven't, you still got time. You still got time to get over to Boom City Fireworks before the 4th of July and stock up on all your fireworks needs. They got two locations, 3rd Street South or Getwell at State Line Road. They've got the largest fireworks selection in the Mid-South. They're open daily from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight. Get out of the heat. Get into the air conditioning at Boom City Fireworks. They've got the largest selection and the biggest discounts of fireworks in the Mid-South at Boom City. They got sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, assortments, reloadables, and rockets. They got everything you need. But for more information, look them up on Facebook. Boom City Fireworks. They got all the information you need there. They've got monster reloadables, 25% off and more. Again, two locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both open daily from 8 to midnight. Get on over there. Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Join music superstar Becky G Thursday, July 2nd, live for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. The Census helps inform where billions in funding go for each year, from health clinics to highways, school programs, and more. That's why an accurate count is so crucial. Take the census now. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Becky G's live performance with appearances by sports greats Marvin Jones Jr. and J.J. Barea on July 2nd, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
You need a drink? I recommend picking up a bottle of Riverset Rye Whiskey. Just $29.99 wherever fine liquors are sold. It's my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. Why? Because it's affordable. Because it's versatile. You can mix it up. You can drink it on the rocks. You can drink it neat. You can drink it as a cocktail. I'm not going to tell you how to drink your whiskey, but you can do it all three ways. It's just as delicious. It's smooth. And it is made right here in Memphis, cooked along the banks of the Mississippi River. When you pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye, you know you are supporting locally. And it's more important to do that than ever before. So visit your finest liquor stores today. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye. Go against the current. Join the Rye Revolution today. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye whiskey. Rick Pitino, as we get out of here, Rick Pitino said he would like to see college basketball push the season start date back to January. Which buys time for a vaccine and to get the thing under control. We shall see. But I would not be surprised, Jason, if that's the direction that we end up going, that the season gets pushed back until January.
Let's see it.
And, you know, they're gonna have it, but it's going to look different. And I think that's kind of the name of the game in 2020. Just different, right? Just different. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Aki Collins. Thanks to Mike Golick Jr. And thanks to Norton Hurd, the 14-9 on Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason and John, we're gone.
The The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin, and July 4th is coming up. It's America's birthday. It's my birthday. Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go, Boom City Fireworks. They've got the largest selection and biggest discounts of fireworks in the entire Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight. Monster reloadables are 25% off, and power candles are only $3.97. So get on out, head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks. Riverset is a small batch rye whiskey crafted in Memphis from the spirit of rock and roll. At 93 proof, every sip tells a story. Join us in our Rye Rebellion and pour a glass of Riverset Rye. Cheers, y'all.
Go against the current with Riverset Rye. Please drink responsibly.
There are a number of ways to know when you need a new roof. Maybe the shingles are curled or cracked. Maybe a storm causes multiple leaks. Just the look of a worn roof can keep you from selling your home. This is Jeff Calkins, and I want to tell you about Bennett Roofing, a locally owned, licensed, and insured company that understands that your roof is a big investment. So from beginning to end, they'll let you know everything to expect and how your beautiful new roof is going to look when it's done. So contact the folks I'd contact by going to BennettRoofingMemphis.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.